Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 4-Week Endometriosis Diet Plan by Katie Edmonds is a practical health and nutrition guide centered on dietary and lifestyle strategies for people managing endometriosis. Rather than presenting endometriosis as a problem to be addressed by food alone, the book frames it as a whole-body condition shaped by inflammation, gut health, blood sugar stability, and daily habits. Edmonds, a nutritional therapy consultant and paleo autoimmune protocol, certified coach who also has personal experience with endometriosis, organizes the material into a structured 4-week plan with 75 recipes designed to be simple, nourishing, and easy to follow. The book is positioned as a supportive starting point for readers who want to reduce symptoms such as bloating, fatigue, brain fog, and painful periods through an anti-inflammatory approach. Its emphasis on clarity, accessibility, and step-by-step change makes it stand out in the crowded field of diet books for chronic health conditions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, endometriosis as a whole-body condition, not just a pelvic disorder. A central idea in the book is that endometriosis should be understood as a systemic condition rather than a problem confined to the reproductive organs. Edmonds repeatedly connects symptoms to broader patterns involving inflammation, digestion, and metabolic stress, especially through her focus on endobelly and gut health. This matters because it shifts the reader away from simplistic symptom management and toward a more integrated view of why flare-ups may happen. By treating the condition as interconnected with diet, digestion, and lifestyle, the book encourages readers to look for patterns across the whole body instead of isolating one symptom at a time. That framing is especially useful for people who have already tried narrow approaches and found them incomplete. The book does not claim nutrition is a cure, but it does argue that food choices can strongly influence the terrain in which symptoms develop. This is one of its most distinctive contributions. It gives readers a practical model for thinking about endometriosis in a more biologically coherent way. Secondly, a 4-week structure that makes dietary change feel manageable. The book is built around a 4-week plan, which is important because it turns nutrition advice into a sequence of concrete actions rather than an open-ended list of restrictions. Many books about endometriosis diet are broad and overwhelming, but Edmonds intentionally creates a gradual framework that helps readers implement change without needing to redesign their entire life at once. This structure lowers friction for beginners and makes the plan easier to sustain, especially for people who are already dealing with pain, fatigue, or mental fog. The progression also gives the book a coaching-like quality. Readers are guided from understanding the condition to adopting the foods and routines that support symptom reduction. In a category where readers often feel desperate for clarity, that stepwise structure is a real advantage. It also helps distinguish the book from fad diets, because the focus is on repeatable habits and a realistic routine rather than short-term elimination for its own sake. The result is a plan that feels organized, practical, and less psychologically taxing. Thirdly, anti-inflammatory recipes built around simple, nutrient-dense foods. The recipe collection is one of the book's most concrete features, and it reflects the author's broader nutritional philosophy. The meals rely on whole food ingredients, such as vegetables, fish, herbs, and grass-fed meats, with a clear emphasis on foods that support nourishment while minimizing inflammatory triggers. This is not a cookbook designed for culinary novelty. It is built for function, simplicity, and consistent preparation. That matters for readers with chronic symptoms because complicated recipes are less likely to be used regularly. The reported accessibility of the recipes, often with just a few steps, makes the book more adaptable to low-energy days when elaborate cooking is unrealistic. The nutritional logic here is straightforward if a reader can build meals that are satisfying, relatively easy, and aligned with anti-inflammatory goals. Then, dietary compliance becomes more sustainable. The book also appears to favor familiar, appetizing dishes rather than extreme restrictions, which helps preserve usability. In this way, the recipes are not just add-ons but the operational core of the plan. Fourthly, blood sugar stability is a key mechanism in symptom management. One of the more distinctive elements in the book is its attention to blood sugar regulation as a factor in endometriosis symptom severity. Rather than treating blood sugar as a separate wellness topic, Edmonds includes it as part of the broader inflammatory picture. This is a useful analytical move because blood sugar swings can affect energy, mood, hunger, and stress responses, all of which can compound the burden of chronic illness. By focusing on stable meals and balanced nutrition, the book aims to reduce a cascade of issues that may worsen the lived experience of endometriosis. The emphasis on this mechanism also gives readers a more actionable target than vague advice to eat healthier. It suggests that symptom relief may come from repeated, practical choices that prevent physiological stress from accumulating over the day. For readers who struggle with fatigue and brain fog, this framing can be especially relevant because it links meal composition to immediate daily functioning. The book therefore adds metabolic clarity to an area often discussed only in terms of inflammation alone. Lastly, lifestyle tools, symptom tracking, and supportive habits beyond food. The book does not stop at recipes and meal plans. It also includes symptom tracking and lifestyle guidance, reflecting a broader integrative model of care. This is important because endometriosis symptoms are highly variable, and a static diet plan may not account for how individual bodies respond over time. A symptom tracker helps readers notice connections between food, stress, digestion, and pain patterns, which can make personal experimentation more structured and less guesswork-driven. The inclusion of lifestyle adjustments, such as movement or physical support practices, broadens the book's usefulness beyond the kitchen. That matters because chronic condition management often requires more than one intervention to create meaningful change. Edmund's approach is therefore pragmatic. It treats diet as a major tool, but not the only one. This reduces the risk of overpromising and makes the book more credible within its category. Readers who want a realistic, habit-based framework rather than a single cure will likely find this combination of tools especially valuable. And in conclusion, it will likely be most valuable for people who are looking for practical symptom support, especially those dealing with bloating, fatigue, brain fog, painful periods, or the frustration of trying approaches that felt too vague or too extreme. Its main benefit is not only the recipe collection, but the way it combines nutrition education, meal planning, blood sugar awareness, symptom tracking, and lifestyle adjustments into one coherent system. That gives it more depth than a standard endometriosis cookbook and more usability than a purely informational health title. What sets it apart in its category is its measured tone and step-by-step design. It does not present food as a miracle cure, but as a meaningful part of a larger healing strategy grounded in anti-inflammatory eating and whole-body support. For readers who want an organized entry point into managing endometriosis through diet, this book offers a clear and accessible framework. If you would like to support Katie Edmonds, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.